community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So in the studio with me this afternoon on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, we've got Alan Mason. Now, Alan Mason, you're one of the volunteers at St Francis Hospice, is that right?
Yes, Mikey. I volunteer in the education centre there, but also have a bit of a passion for old cars. So.
Oh, really? So can I just ask a little bit about St Francis? What does the education centre do? I know it may seem a silly...
Yeah, well, it's all about firstly educating some of the their own staff, but also the wider community in terms of GPs, people in hospitals, etc., about what good palliative care and good end-of-life care is all about.
Ah.
So a bit about public education as well. And as a recent example, there was something called Dying Matters Awareness Week. So getting people to talk about things that perhaps they're not always comfortable about talking about.
Yes, that's half the battle, getting somebody to talk.
It is. Just talk about it, please.
That is a big... Yeah. It's like everything, yes. You know. Just talking about it is half the battle of getting things done.
It really is. And there's a real reluctance, I know, to talk about these sort of things. But if you do and you have some quality discussions around it, it can really make a huge difference to people.
Just being a volunteer in that, it must be a very rewarding job, very upsetting at certain times, I should imagine.
Yes, and people say, oh, how can people work there? But the people that work there are so big and they are such positive people.
Yeah.
And they can make a real difference to people's lives and their families' lives when it's really important and when they need it most, when the chips are down, really.
Well, to be fair, thank heavens you're all there doing the job. It's because it is a very worthwhile cause and it's an absolutely amazing job to do.
It really, really helps the local community. So, you know, for people in, say, Brentwood in particular, then it's a local service which they pay nothing for. We were just talking earlier, it gets very little central government funding. All the money to fund it has to come from the local community and fundraising events and people like you and I.
Well, quite gobsmacked when you mentioned the figure that it takes to run a year.
I'm not an expert on it, but it's around the £8 to £9 million
That's
a year mark.
Fortune. Yeah. I mean, look, thinking about it, you can understand because this type of care takes a lot of a lot of fluffing, shall we say, with a lot of fates and whatever.
But that is a huge amount of money, and I think in round figures, about £2 million comes from the NHS. That's £6 or £7 million that's got to be raised every single year from the local community.
But you're managing to do it.
Yeah, well, it's working very well. And the other thing I think that's worth mentioning is, although the hospice obviously is a physical place and there's a building and an inpatient unit there, probably 90% of the work they do actually homes out in the community.
Oh,
and
really?
They give a really, really personal service out in people's homes, if that's what people want.
Well, it's an absolutely amazing... If anybody wants to give any money to charity, St Francis Hospice and the other hospices around the area are very, very, very worthwhile causes, and they really, really do need your money, because it's just... You know, they need as much money as they can lay their hands on. You've heard £8 to £9 million a year is not... It's not just pocket money, is it? That's a lot of money.
No, certainly not.
And this is one of the ways you're going to raise it. It's a classic car and bike fest.
Yes. Frankie, as some people might know, is the hospice mascot. So Frankie's a bit of a petrol head. And Frankie's classic park car and bike fest. And
a motorbike.
Yes, that's him on the bike. Yeah, you see a big lion with a fluffy head. That's probably Frankie on all of the adverts for this. So we're running. This is year three of the classic car and bike fest. We've had two what we think are very successful years, but we're trying to make it even bigger and better this year, and to really build on what we've done previously.
So how many people did you have in the first year?
The first year we had about probably 150 cars and maybe 1,000 people came along.
Oh, that's all right.
Last year we had nearly 300 classic cars there and about 3,000 visitors.
Oh, my word.
So we had some good weather, which we booked again for this year.
Well, the fingers crossed. Whether it'll help you, but how many people are you looking and cars are you looking for this year?
It would be nice to get 400 cars and bikes there. We may even exceed that. I mean, we're well ahead this year of the numbers that were booked in advance on last year's show.
Yeah.
So we've nearly got 200 booked in already. Which is great,
but we'd like
some more. So if any of the listeners have got classic cars or bikes, doesn't matter what age, if you think it's classic, then bring it along. But please enter it beforehand, and we'll guarantee the first 200 cars that come along, you get pole position. You actually get parked on the famous Dunton Test Track. We actually park you on the track itself, and you can... position there, and clubs and individuals come along, and we'll park you up really well on the track.
I think your mobile phone's actually interfering with the transmitting equipment because there's a buzz going all over your top of you.
Let's turn it off.
So this is being held from 10 until 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Ford Motor Company in the Dunton Technical Centre, which is quite a big area, so you've got plenty of land.
Yeah, now we've got bags of space. Thanks to Ford, they give it to us free. We've obviously got lots of hard standing, so there's no muddy fields to negotiate. Not that it'll be raining,
fantastic,
of course. But no, Ford's Technical Centre at Dunton, just off the A127. Sunday the 31st of August is the date, and till 4 it's open to the public. If you've got a classic car or a bike to bring along, we'd like you there beforehand. But
so if you want to go down, it's going to cost you £5 to get in. Under 12s go free. You can email fundraising@sfh.org.uk for more details. That's fundraising@sfh.org.uk, or you can call them 01708 771431, 01708 771431.
The other thing, can I just mention, Mike, it is, although it's about cars, it is a show for the whole family. So with this year, we've got live music, we've got the vintage market, which was a great success last year. So interest for all the family, there's children's entertainment, there's food and drink. So lots to come and see, and particularly lots of really interesting cars.
Fantastic. What I'll do is, if I take a copy of that.
Fine, yeah.
And I'll put that on the website with,
thanks, Mikey,
with this interview.
Brilliant.
Alan, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.